The scripture reading is Psalm 23. Psalm 23, a familiar chapter that many of us have memorized, the children know well, the Psalm of David. The text for this morning is verse 1 of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So far we read the holy and inspired word of God. The text is verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This congregation currently faces trials and spiritual enemies. No, I do not know you, this congregation, as well as I know my own congregation. But I am fairly confident that there are trials here that some of you face this morning. Some here face sickness and pain physically. It's hard. And there are some who face afflictions, maybe of the mind, maybe inclinations towards depression, or even some maybe have dementia here, or the beginnings of it. There are also some affected by the controversy in our denomination here today. Maybe relationships have changed because of it, because a family member left and it's not the same anymore. That's hard. Not only do we face trials, but there are spiritual enemies that attack. The devil, he's working very hard today in the last days. And he works very hard on us during trials. He works very hard to try to bring us to question God's goodness during those times and to start to think to ourselves, I'm not really sure that God is even worthy of praise if this is what he sends into my life. And the devil attacks in other ways too. He works very hard today to try to bring our children and us to care more and more about the things of the world and less about spiritual things. And he has many devices that he's using to do so. We've experienced that. We know all about that. Now, facing those trials and facing those spiritual enemies like we do, it's good for us to consider today Psalm 23, which reminds us that Jehovah's our shepherd. Now, this is a familiar psalm, and maybe even when we read it, some of you already think, I already know this. I've memorized it. I memorized it when I was a kid. I've read it many times, and that's probably true. You do know this psalm well, and you know much of what it means. But it's still good for us to be reminded of what it truly means and dive into it deeply to see what it means that Jehovah's our shepherd. To see how good he is to us. We might grow in our trust in him, and then we might learn more and more to praise him even in difficult times. Today we look at verse 1. In Edgerton I'm doing a series on this, but today we consider verse 1 of Psalm 23. And this verse, verse 1, is a confession of King David. David wrote this psalm, and David knew lots about sheep, and David knew lots about being a shepherd because that's what he was in his past. And David here writes about God being his shepherd, and he makes that confession, Jehovah is my shepherd. He says that to God's praise. And we'll see that in the sermon this morning. And may, by God's grace, may we be led to make the same confession today to God's praise. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's consider the text under the theme, Jehovah, my shepherd. Jehovah, my shepherd. First, the truth. Second, the provision. And third, the confession. Jehovah, my shepherd. First, the truth. Second, the provision. And third, the confession. First, the truth. The shepherd being spoken of in the text is Jehovah. What is a shepherd, and what is in particular a good shepherd? A shepherd is one who owns and takes care of sheep. Now this text, Psalm 23 in particular, is speaking of a good shepherd. Sheep do not just take care of themselves, but they require more attention than any other class of livestock. And Psalm 23 is not speaking of a shepherd who doesn't really pay attention to the sheep. Psalm 23 is speaking of a good shepherd, one who does pay attention to the sheep, one who does care for those sheep. In verse 1, for instance, we read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack." And verses 2 through 5 speak of how this shepherd feeds, leads, and guards his sheep. So it's speaking of a good shepherd. A good shepherd feeds, leads, and guards his sheep. Let's examine that more closely. A good shepherd is one who works to make sure that these sheep have the finest grazing, green pastures to graze in, and they have good, clean water to drink. He feeds them. A good shepherd also leads those sheep to where they should go. The sheep do not know what way is best for them by themselves. They don't know that. They don't understand that. They're sheep. But the shepherd, he leads them to where they should go. He guides them to the green pastures. He leads them to the good water and to the shelter when a storm is coming. A good shepherd feeds, leads, and guards. Guards his sheep. Sheep are easy prey for other animals. They're not fast, and they don't have much with which to defend themselves. So they're easy prey. But a good shepherd, he builds and maintains a fence to help guard those sheep. And then when he sees a predator approaching, he takes care of that. He gets it, makes it so that the predator flees. That's what the shepherd does, a good shepherd. Now, the shepherd that Psalm 23 speaks of is Jehovah, who is the good shepherd of his sheep. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And that name, Lord, is in all capital letters in verse 1. And when the name Lord is in all capital letters in your King James Version, that means the name there in the original language is Jehovah. Who is this Jehovah, though? Who is this good shepherd Jehovah? Go back to Genesis 1 and 2. That speaks of the Lord God as the creator of the heavens and the earth, the ruler of all things, the creator and ruler of man. And he is so far above us. He's so great. We're just a few. We men here are just a few of the millions of creatures on this earth. that God created. And planet Earth is just really a tiny speck of matter in the vast universe that God has created. The universe is so vast that if a computer were observing 10 million stars per second, it would take 63 million years to observe all the stars that God created. The universe is vast, and Jehovah is the creator and the ruler. That's this great shepherd, Jehovah. And Jehovah was made manifest to us in Jesus Christ. And the Son of God took upon Himself our flesh, and He came to this earth. And His name is Jesus. And Jesus even says in John 10 verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Jehovah is our shepherd in Christ. Jehovah is the shepherd in Christ. And He is the shepherd who has sheep or people. In verse 1, David, a person, says, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah is indeed a good shepherd of His sheep. It's not as if He doesn't pay attention to them, doesn't care for them. No, Psalm 23 and Jesus' words in John 10 verse 11 make clear that Jehovah is a good shepherd that does care for His people. His people cannot take care of themselves. They're sheep. Jehovah is the good shepherd who pays attention to them. And He feeds, leads, and guards those sheep. He feeds them. Psalm 23 verse 2 speaks of, or Psalm 23 speaks of Him feeding the sheep in green pastures. Yeah, that is verse 2. He certainly feeds His sheep physically. Even more importantly, He feeds His people, His sheep spiritually. Feeds His sheep spiritually with the Word, strengthening them to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation and to serve Him. He feeds His sheep and He also leads them. By nature, His sheep go in the wrong way. They go towards sin, not knowing what is best for them. But He takes them, He leads them in the way of truth, in the way of His Word. And He also leads them in the sense of controlling their whole life, guiding them by His counsel all the way to glory, controlling everything in their life for their good. Jehovah the Good Shepherd feeds, leads, and He guards His sheep. Jehovah's sheep are easy prey for the devil and for the wicked world. They cannot defend themselves, for by nature those sheep actually want to go along with what the devil says to do. They want to go on in unrepentance unto death of themselves. That's what they want by nature. But Jehovah guards His sheep so that these enemies do not destroy those sheep. In His leading and in His guarding, Jehovah the shepherd is also long-suffering. And He's patient. That's what a good shepherd is. He's long-suffering and patient so that when those sheep, when they wander and maybe even follow other sheep in the wrong direction, which happens with sheep, the shepherd goes and He takes them, brings them back to the right path. That's what Jehovah the Good Shepherd does. He's long-suffering and He's patient. The sheep wander. They go in the wrong direction. And Jehovah comes and He takes them, picks them up, brings them back to the right way, brings them to confess their sins and to repent, to turn. And then those sheep do the same thing. They fall away. They don't fall away, but they wander again in the wrong direction. And Jehovah comes and takes them and picks them up again. And then they do it again. They fall back into wandering, and Jehovah brings them back again, bringing them to confession and repentance. He's long-suffering and patient. Now, this must be made very personal because the text is very personal. The text says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. The one speaking in the verse is an elect believer. Think of who wrote this psalm. It was David. David was certainly a believer, one who trusted in the Messiah for all of his salvation. Trusting in the Messiah, David served the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. He believed and he served the Lord only as one who was chosen by God unto eternal salvation. Acts 13, verse 48. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Jehovah is the shepherd of his elect people alone, according to John chapter 10. In John 10, verse 14, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." In John 10, verse 26, Jesus makes plain that not all men are his sheep. For he says, "Ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you." And in John 10, verse 29, Jesus says that his sheep are those whom the Father has given him. So Jesus is not the shepherd of all men head for head, but Jehovah's sheep are God's people, his elect. Jehovah rules in power over all men, that's true, but he is the loving shepherd towards his people, towards his elect alone. And now, again, this must be very personal. Jehovah is my shepherd. Jehovah is your shepherd, our loving shepherd. Amazing. We are believers in Jesus for all of our salvation, as David was. And we are believers only as those who have been chosen by God, elected by him before the world began unto eternal salvation. The great Jehovah is our shepherd, the shepherd of us who pays attention to us and cares for us. And may that be so clear to you today. Think of what he as the shepherd does for you and does for me personally. He feeds me. He feeds me physically, but he feeds me spiritually. He brings to me the word, strengthening me to believe and to serve him. He feeds me and he also leads me. Of myself, I walk in the wrong way and I follow others in the wrong way. But Jehovah, the good shepherd, he takes me and he leads me in the path of truth, the way of his word, working in me to follow him more and more in this life. And he also guides, he guides and controls my whole life, making all things serve to my good and makes it all serve to your good. And he is guiding us all the way to glory in heaven. The good shepherd is our good shepherd. And he's the one who guards us too. I would be destroyed by the devil if I was left to myself, for I want to go of myself. I would go in the direction that he wants me to. Just think of the temptations that you face. By nature, you want to go in that way. But Jehovah guards us. He guards us and keeps us from destruction. And in all of it, he's so long-suffering and so patient with you and with me. We've wandered from the right way again and again, but Jehovah's come and he picks us up and he brings us back to the right path. And then we wander again and Jehovah picks us up and brings us to confess and to look to Jesus Christ and to turn. He does that and has done that so often. He is the good shepherd for me and for you. And that's astounding. That's an astounding picture. I am a sheep. Jehovah's my shepherd. It's astounding that he, that great Jehovah, feeds, leads, and guards little me. and little you. Think of a sheep farmer once. A sheep farmer is way above the sheep. And think of Jehovah. He's way above me and you. He's the self-sufficient, almighty creator and ruler of all things. Just think of his name, Jehovah. It means I am. He says, I am. Meaning, I need no one else to exist. I am. I'm self-sufficient. I don't need anyone, he says, to give me anything. I don't need anyone to give me the news. I don't need anyone to get me food or drink or anything like that. I'm self-sufficient. That's who Jehovah is. He's the one who's the creator of that vast universe we spoke of earlier. And that's the one. He feeds, leads, and guards little me. Some farmers don't take care of their sheep. They have no time for them. They ignore them. Maybe even say to themselves, well, I'm way above those sheep. I'll deal with them when I can. Jehovah, the Almighty God, feeds, leads, and guards us. Pays attention to us. And Jehovah is my and your shepherd based on Christ's work. Based on Christ's work alone. We have no right of ourselves to be Jehovah's sheep for whom He cares and for whom He loves. May that sink into your heart this morning. David, he had no right of himself to be in the holy God's beloved flock. Why? David was a sinner. David sinned in Adam. David had a sinful nature. From that sinful nature flowed forth great sin. We know about them. We know about the time he stole another man's wife and he had committed adultery with her and then he killed that woman's husband. David had no right of himself to be in the holy God's flock. But instead, what he deserved was to be under God's wrath. If left to himself, that's what it would be. He would be under the wrath of God. He would be given over to Satan and destroyed. Well, I and you, we're sinners too. We're sinners too who have no right of ourselves to be in the holy God's flock. To be cared for by Him in love. We have no right of that to that of ourselves. That brings us to Christ. Jehovah is our shepherd based on the work of Jesus Christ. Jehovah was David's shepherd based on the work of the Messiah to come. That Messiah was going to come and take away all of David's sins, so they were gone. Gone from the holy God's sight. And based on that work of Christ to come, David did not have to be under God's wrath then. But he had the right to be under God's favor and to be cared for and loved by that holy shepherd. Jehovah is our shepherd based on the work that Jesus has done. Think about that. Christ has come. He's taken away our sins. Based on that work, we are not under God's wrath and we are not given over to our enemy, but we have the right to have Jehovah as our loving shepherd. And to be in His flock. Christ has taken away those sins. Praise God for sending Christ. Praise God in your heart now for that. What a gift. It's based on that alone we are in God's precious flock. Now Jehovah our shepherd, He will always provide so that we will not lack. Here we come to the provision. He will always provides so that we will not lack. Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And "I shall not want" there means I shall not lack. I shall not be without anything that I need. There are many things in this life that we need. We need physical things. We need food, drink, and shelter from the cold until the time that God has determined that we will die. And even more important than the physical things are the spiritual things that we need. We need to be given the gift of faith so that we believe in Jesus Christ for all of our salvation, and we need to be preserved in that faith. Without that gift, we would not care about Jesus Christ. We'd perish in unbelief. We need to be given the gift of faith. We need forgiveness for our sins, for which we deserve hell. We need to be cleansed within. We are weak sinners who will only follow the devil of ourselves. We need to be cleansed within and strengthened to serve the Lord. Now imagine not having the things that we need for a moment. Think of a flock that lacks. Think of a flock that is not provided for. That flock of sheep, they're forced to gnaw away at brown, bare fields and drink dirty, polluted water. And in the winter, there's nothing there for them. They wander to the wrong areas when they are out in the pasture, and they get lost maybe in the hills. They have no protection from storms and from diseases and from predators, and they perish. They're miserable and then they perish. Well, now imagine us lacking. We wouldn't have we wouldn't have the spiritual food of the Word. We would wander to the wrong places, fall prey to the devil, get lost in sin and destroyed spiritually, be miserable, and we would perish. But the text says we will not lack, for Jehovah the Shepherd will provide what we need. The text shows that in two ways. First, in the Hebrew language, verse 1, literally it says Jehovah is the one who is shepherding us. He is shepherding, and the idea is continuous action. He continues to shepherd, continues and goes on. It goes on and on and on. He does not stop. And then the end of verse 1 says, "We shall not want." We will not lack. Jehovah will provide what we need. He will provide the physical things that we need, the food, drink, shelter, clothing, until the time that He has determined we would die. There may be times we do not have as much as what we wish we had, but we will have what we need. We will have what we need to survive. And then think of this, when it's the time that He has determined that we will die, then we'll go to heaven. So we will not lack. He will also provide the spiritual things that we need. Faith, forgiveness, sanctification. Now there will be times we are not trusting in God that is exercising our faith as we ought, and are not serving the Lord as we ought. Jehovah's still with us. He's still our shepherd. He's using even those times to bring us to see the misery of sin. See how horrible sin is, and He brings us to trust more and more in Christ for our salvation and to serve Him. He uses even those times for our good. When we are weak, He provides. He always provides. He's always with us as our shepherd, attentive to us and making all things serve to our good. And the text emphasizes that. The text emphasizes that Jehovah will always provide by using the name Jehovah. The name Jehovah is there in verse 1, and that name especially emphasizes that God is unchanging, including in His love and care of His people. Unchanging in it. That name Jehovah means I am. Jehovah does not say, I was this way, and I will be different in the future. Creatures say that. God does not say that. He is the I am, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The I am. And the name Jehovah especially emphasizes that He is the unchangeable one in relation to His people. Scripture shows that again and again. Just think of Exodus chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. There, Moses was speaking to God, and God was speaking to him from the burning bush. And Moses said, who should I tell the people sent me? Moses was supposed to go to the Israelites and tell them it's time to leave Egypt. And so he said, who should I tell them sent me? And God said, tell them the I am sent you. Jehovah sent you. And the idea was, God was saying to Moses, tell them the one who is unchanging towards His people sent you. The one who will continue to care for you sent you. The one who will be with you all the way to Canaan sent you, Moses, to lead them out. So that's what the Scriptures emphasize. Jehovah is unchanging and unchanging towards His people. And that's why David uses that wonderful name in Psalm 23, verse 1. That's why he uses that name by the inspiration of the Spirit. He's emphasizing Jehovah is unchanging as the shepherd of His people. He continues to care for them, does not ever let them go. It's not the case that he cares for them, he pays attention to them for most of their life or for certain times, but then at other times he lets them go and they got to figure it out and do it on their own. No, he's feeding them, leading them, guarding them always, providing for them always. He's Jehovah, the unchanging one towards his people. He will provide for them all the way till the time He brings them to glory, when they will live with Him in perfection forever. That's what He does for you and for me. He will provide. You see that He's Jehovah, and He's able to. Again, because He's Jehovah, He's able to. This is Jehovah, part of that name emphasizes He's self-sufficient, remember? He's the I am. He does not need anyone else to exist. He's almighty. He's the creator of that vast universe with the billions and billions of stars and so many creatures. He's able to provide always also what we stand in need of. And He never changes. Never loses that power either. You think of us, as we get older, we lose strength. Jehovah never does. He's the unchanging, almighty God. He's willing and able to provide the spiritual things we need and physical, so that we shall not lack. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing to hear about today. Wonderful for us again who face those trials, whether that be something physical, a physical sickness, maybe something in your mind, maybe some inclination towards depression. Maybe it's the struggles in our own denomination and some family issues that come as a result of that. Satan attacks during those times of difficulty. He wants to bring us to question God's goodness. And there are so many addictive sins that Satan is trying to bring children here into, and young people into, and you into. He's trying very hard, and He has many devices. We know that, but Jehovah is the unchanging. He is the Almighty One. He will provide what we need. He will provide what we need physically. He will continue to strengthen us to trust in Jesus for all of our salvation. He will continue to guard us against Satan and work in us more and more to serve Him. And when we do fall into sin as those who have a sinful nature, He will bring us to repentance.
He will continue to guide our life so that all things work for our good. Even using trials to bring us to depend upon Him more and see that He is the God who is to be served. And if there's ever any doubt that creeps in that He will provide all that you need, remember that Jehovah is our shepherd in Christ. Remember Jesus saying, "I am the good shepherd," John 10 verse 11. Think of that. The one who's our shepherd is the same one who came here, who was mocked, beaten, spit upon, and died for us. He's now not just going to let us go. No, He will feed, lead, and guide us all the way to glory. He'll make everything work for our good all the way to the end. The same one who died for us is now our shepherd. It's a wonderful thought, wonderful truth. I might be under affliction. You might be under affliction this morning, but Jehovah is with us. He's feeding, leading, guarding us, and will provide all I need. And when I die, I'll go to heaven. God's children, they make that confession that David made here in Psalm 23, verse 1. They know this truth and they make this confession, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's what David said. David, a believer, made that confession to God's glory. Think for a moment of what he said. He's saying, "I'm a sheep. Jehovah is my shepherd who owns me. He feeds, leads, and guards me. And I need Him to do that. I need Him to provide all that I need. I'm just a sheep." With these words in verse 1, David is making a humble confession to the praise of God. He, the king, is not saying, "I'm great." He's saying, "God is great. He's the shepherd. I need Him." He's saying all that to God's praise. And God's children today make that same confession to the praise of God. They say, "I'm a sheep. Jehovah owns me. He feeds, leads, and guards me. And I need Him to do that." That confession from the heart praises and thanks God. And that's something that all us believers are to confess and to sing to our great God today and every day. May we not worry. May we not be anxious about what we face. There are great troubles. There are great difficulties. May we not worry and be anxious. May we instead see who our God is and say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want," and make that confession to His praise. Now, we make that confession only because Jehovah's our shepherd. We would not make it on our own. Natural man never says the words of this text from the heart. By nature, we want nothing to do with Jehovah. We want nothing to do with Him being our shepherd. And we're repulsed at that idea that He would be our owner and saying that we need Him. Natural man says, "I don't need Him." That's what David would have said if left to himself. Remember who David is again. He's the great king of Israel. He'd won so many battles. And he was the one about whom people sang in the streets, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. If left to himself, David would have thought, "Look at me. Look what I've done. Look at this kingdom that I've built. I'm a self-made man. I need nobody." He'd have never said that he was a sheep and that God was his shepherd whom he needed. And it's not just David who's like that of himself. So are we. So are we. We would say, if left to self, I'm a self-made man. Look at what I've done. Look at my little kingdom. What I built in my life. And especially during trials, it would certainly not make the confession of verse 1. We'd be silent, or even worse, we may say, I don't want anything to do with a God who has sent this into my life. We confess what's said in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd because of the shepherd. Remember, he feeds us. He strengthens us through the word to make that confession. He leads us and guides us to make it. Think of what he does. He works in us through the word to believe in Jesus for all of our salvation. He brings us to know who Jesus is, who our God is, and who we are as weak, defenseless creatures. And he brings us to see how wonderful it is that he feeds, leads, and guards us. And that he's guiding us all the way to glory. So he's the one who brings us to say gratefully, thankfully from the heart, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let's make that confession today. By his power. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we bow humbly before thee. We acknowledge that we are weak, defenseless creatures who need thee. And thou art our shepherd for Jesus' sake, who feeds, leads, and guards us, and makes it so that we will not lack. We praise thee, we thank thee, and we pray that thou wilt continue to provide. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing Psalter number 52.